Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. What's
going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs. You know, makers, artists, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of becoming who you were born to be. Whether you're just starting out or you've been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn new things and challenge your assumptions about what is possible so you can create new things, bring your ideas to life, and get your work to work. Is it possible to be bored in the digital age? With an infinite supply of streaming media and social networks, not to mention physical media, relationships, and responsibilities, I don't think we have time to be bored. And yet, as I've gone through my days recently, something has felt off. Is it boredom or something else? In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore the value of boredom, how monotony is a lot like a baby's dirty diaper that needs to be changed, and a few ways you can go about pushing through monotony to the change you need. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/283. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity, along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind, as well as access to new things as I make them. Speaking of things that I've made, are you a creative entrepreneur who is sick and tired of burning out? Do you struggle with conformity? Do you believe success is found in work that is good enough but not great? Head to curiositykillers.com to sign up for my email series, The 7 Deadly Curiosity Killers. It's a fun and serious look at why curiosity matters to your creative career. All right, you ready for this topic? Let's dive into it. After almost 6 months of searching, my wife finally landed a great job. And once she started the job, I went from having someone around the house all the time to being by myself for almost 8 hours a day, with the exception of a couple of days where I'm teaching during the afternoon. And it's pretty fascinating what happens. The house gets really quiet. Sure, I could play music, I could listen to podcasts, I could probably watch a movie or something. But it's very fascinating what the silence has brought to the surface of my soul. In this transition from having someone around all the time to being by myself, I was able to recognize a few things about my career. Something has felt off about the work I've been doing. I love podcasting, I love writing, and I love doing all of these things, but I think my goals shifted at some point. But my actions didn't change to reflect how those goals had changed. At first, I thought I was bored, but the more that I kind of journaled and worked through the feelings, I realized that a lot of my work had become monotonous. The definition of monotony tells me all I need to know. A lack of variety and interest, tedious repetition and routine. There was definitely a lack of variety. I found that I was doing a lot of the same things, and in many ways, I was doing them the exact same ways that I was doing them years ago when I started. And sure, I got better at my craft, I got better at the movies that I was making, but I wasn't really challenging myself anymore. And the thing that I've discovered is monotony comes when you stop challenging yourself. When you stop increasing your rates, when you stop searching for new problems to solve, and when you do the same thing year after year, and that not only leads to monotony, but it's really an indication that you're on the path to burnout. In the opening, I mentioned that monotony is a lot like a dirty diaper on a baby because it is an indicator that something stinks and it needs to be changed before it just gets so out of hand. And that, you know, what happens when a baby needs to be changed? They start crying. And if you're not paying attention, you might be crying deep down inside and you don't know it. So look for that monotony, just like I had to see it for myself, because it stinks. And when you start paying attention to it, you start realizing that there are other signs and indications that something is off. Boredom is something that can be averted with a good book or a show. And I think, yeah, it's almost impossible to be bored today, but it's not an indication that something is wrong. It's just a sign that you might need a different book, you might need a novel instead of a self-help business book, or you might just need to find a new show to watch on Netflix, or to dust off an old movie that you have in your collection. But monotony is tougher because it just doesn't go away after you binge watch a new show on Netflix. It doesn't go away because you're just delaying the inevitable. Monotony is a sign that your soul is exhausted and bored. And soul boredom is different than just being bored as a human being. When your soul is bored, you need change. One of the things that I've always struggled with, I watch a lot of competitive cooking shows, and they always inevitably say, I am the best at what I do. I am the best chef. I am the best at my craft. And I always struggled with this notion of wanting to be the best at something. I'm not entirely sure why. Maybe I should go figure that out. But what's interesting is I never really thought I would be the best at my craft because I looked at what people did in Hollywood as the pinnacle of being the best. And I never saw that as something that was accessible for me. And in many ways, not wanting to be the best at something is really the root of the problem of monotony. It really showed that I didn't have a big enough goal, a big enough reason or purpose for doing what I was doing. It wasn't enough drive to do that. And so this thought of wanting to be the best at something is really what Jim Collins talks about in From Good to Great, of having a big, hairy, audacious goal. I didn't have a big, hairy, audacious goal. I didn't want to be the best at something. I just wanted to pay my bills. And after a while, that wasn't enough. Paying your bills is great, don't get me wrong. But that's not a big enough draw to continue to push through monotony. Yes, I had responsibilities, but I had no purpose. So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to share 5 ways to push through that monotony if you're in that place. First is to listen to yourself and also pay attention to the signs and warnings of your mind, body, soul, and surroundings. One of the things that I've noticed recently is my phone has stopped ringing. And as a business owner, that's a problem. And at first, I felt really guilty about that. And I'm like, I need to go drum up connections. I need to go have meetings. And on one hand, I know that's what I need to do. But then in the context of monotony and change, I realized that I need to pay attention to this not as an indicator that something is wrong with my business or with myself, but that I need to change the whole focus on what I'm doing. And it's an indicator that I'm just pointed in the wrong direction. So that's what I mean by listening and paying attention. Listening to yourself is a great way of being able to distinguish between why is the phone not ringing and what are you going to do about it, and what is the right way you're going to really change that problem. And if I just started going about getting more business, I don't know if I would really push through monotony or just create more problems in the future. So I'm really listening to myself as a way to discover the way through this time. The second thing is just to figure out what it is that's life sucking and monotonous. Then devise, how are you going to pivot, delegate, or downright quit? Pivoting is one of those things that I think I'm doing right now, where it's not going to be about services, but it's going to be about teaching, and it's going to be about creating stuff that can help creative entrepreneurs to do their work better. That is a massive pivot from, you know, figuring out how to make marketing materials for companies. I have no desire anymore to do marketing. It is life-sucking and monotonous for me. And then I can figure out how I can delegate certain marketing tasks to other people that love doing that stuff. And immediately, by cutting that away from my life and empowering other people to do what brings them life, I can focus on the things that bring me life. And then I can downright quit the things that I just don't want to be a part of anymore. I actually don't have a problem quitting things. I have a problem quitting the right things. And so sometimes I downright confuse what I'm supposed to be quitting. The third thing is just to discover what you want to be the best at. What is your big, hairy, audacious goal, as written about by Jim Collins? This is the challenge. This is what I'm wrestling with right here. Are you wrestling with this? Do you just want to do your best? Or do you want to be the best at what you do? And those are two different mindsets. And I don't know quite what the difference is yet, but at the same time, I know deep down inside that one is like, yeah, I want to be the best at what I do, or I just want to do what I do the best that I can. Being the best at what I do makes my heart beat a little bit faster than just doing what I do the best that I can. One speaks about just checking the box. The other is like, yeah, I'm the best at this. I'm kind of processing this one as I kind of talk through this point. But that's the whole point of going through this process. I'm pushing through this monotony by going through this stuff. The fourth way is just getting out of your head and talking to a friend, a colleague, a therapist, if that's what you need, or in my case, hitting record on the podcast and just getting it out there. I'm pushing through the monotony by making this stuff that I want to make. But you might need to talk to someone. Talk to me. Talk to a friend. Talk to someone you work with. Or find a therapist that can help you. Fifth and finally, take small actions every day to move from where you've been to where you want to go. I'm a fan in the past of grand gestures. When I was working on projects, I'd often wait until the client would start calling me to ask where things were, and then I would just make these grand movements to get it done. And I just realized that's not how I want to do my work. That's not being the best at what I do. That's just, for whatever reason, creating pain points that are going to help me get my work done. That's not cool. That's not how I want to run my business. But that's where I've been. But the small actions are different. They're intrinsically motivated. It's not about pain. It's about learning and discovering how you can become better at what you do, day by day. And yeah, there's going to be moments of boredom in that. But I have to believe that in search of something larger than myself, the monotony is nowhere to be found. Monotony can be tough. And if you're there, I'm right there with you. It can keep you trapped in the same thinking that got you to where you're at. I'm personally tired of disrupting my life every 6 to 9 months when work dries up, when the prospects aren't there anymore, and my old ideas just don't work anymore. What am I going to do about it, though? Am I going to keep rehashing the old tapes, searching for the answers in what I've already done? Well, maybe the thing is I just need to charge more money, get better clients. What if I just sold my earthly possessions and joined a cult on the other side of the globe so that I don't have to think about these things anymore? There's that grand gesture again. But pushing through monotony, it's about taking decisive action and making tough choices every single day about what you're going to do. It's not just the grand gestures, it's the small steps. It's not just the destination, but it's the direction that you're going. And these are all the tough things that you're going to have to push through to get through monotony. And if you want to go through that together, just reach out. I'm going through this stuff, and I'm sure you're going through your stuff too. It might not be monotony, but you know what? It might be one day. And so I hope that you'll find people that can push you through monotony, that you'll listen to yourself, that you'll pay attention, and that you'll figure out what it is that's become monotonous for you. But most importantly, I hope that you'll discover what you want to be the best at, so that at the end of the day, you're like, you know what? This is what I want to be the best at. And not just what I want to be the best at, this is what I'm the best at. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.